super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave, a one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. In this corner, we have a man who wrestles with his conscience on a daily basis, 42nd Street Pete. And over in the other corner, defending their championship, your favorite ladies of wrestling, the WSU Superstars.
Okay, well, you know, March means different things to a lot of people. And when I think of March, I think of Groundhog Day and how I want to shoot that furry little motherfucker because we got more winter than we can possibly handle. Then you got St. Patrick's Day, and does 42nd Street Pete really need another excuse to drink? I don't think so. And then there's wrestling in the air. There's the road to WrestleMania. Well, there are other things that are better than WrestleMania, and one of them is the Women's Superstars Uncensored. And Saturday, March 6th, at the Ace Arena, 725 Sip Street in Union City, New Jersey, they're going to have their third anniversary show. Special 3 p.m. bell time for the Hall of Fame ceremony, a meet and greet. And then the show will start at 6 p.m. And what a show it will be, because defending her championship in a match, in a year in the making, for the title, Uncensored Rules, anything goes, chairs, tables, bats, barbed wire, anything goes. Mercedes Martinez, the champion, versus Reign. Also, the former champion takes on the very woman she won the belt from when Angel Orsini collides with Nikki Rocks. For the WSU Spirit Championship match, former champion Alicia versus Brittany Savage with Rick Cataldo in her corner. And the undefeated Amber O'Neill takes on former ECW superstar and former WWE Women's Champion Jazz. TNA superstar Angelina Love versus Sassy Stephanie. Former partners collide. The Soul Sisters, at each other's throats for the last few months now, will collide in a submission match. Janna versus Latasha. Also, TNA superstar Tracy Brooks will take on the returning April Hunter. And Amy Lee and Aaliyah Littlefeather will be returning, as well as TNA knockout SoCal Val. This is the third anniversary show for WSU, Saturday, March 6th. 725 Sip Street, Union City, New Jersey at the Ace Arena. If you can't make the show, buy the DVDs, because in a few minutes we're going to talk to the champion herself, Mercedes Martinez.
Hello, hello. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, good, good. We're chilling here. For the fans that don't know, why don't you tell us how you started out in this whole thing?
Oh, boy.
Long journey, I guess.
Well, it's not so much of a journey. It was more of an accident waiting to happen, I guess. I pretty much was playing basketball in college, and I got injured, and wrestling just kind of found me instead of me finding wrestling. A school opened up here in my hometown in Waterbury, Connecticut, maybe a couple months after I dropped out of college, and it just kind of went in looking for something to do, and it just took off from there, basically. It was something that just kind of, I liked it to do. I found the passion for it within a couple of months, and it just took off. So basically, I wasn't looking to become a professional wrestler. It was just something that I wanted to do to keep active, and I've been doing it for almost 10 years, haven't stopped.
Yeah, I know. Who was your trainer?
My trainer was Jason Knight. He was a former ECW television champion.
Yes, remember him well. Bulldog Blansky? I don't know if you know him.
Yes, yes. He's actually went to the school in Jason's promotion back in the day called Thought Championship Wrestling. Back in the day when Jason was running his own shows.
Yeah. And I might have seen one of your first matches. Funny, I was just up in good old Hackettstown today. I had to go to Pennsylvania. And I remember Jersey All Pro ran a show up there. It would have had to be, I was living up there, and that's how I know. I'm thinking 2002, maybe. It was in some skate building, and you were wearing a black pleather outfit, and you wrestled some heavy set goth chick. And I said, here you are, there's like maybe 20 people in the building, and you're like working your butt off, you know, like there's 24,000 people in the building. And I said to myself, you know, even back then, I says, wow, she's really going to come up to be something someday. And I guess I wasn't wrong. I mean, you're the top wrestler in the world today. You're the champ. I mean, and you know, everybody throws like the world champ around so loosely. You've actually gone down to Australia and defended the belt against Bombshell Bo, I think it was.
Yeah. JP, I worked for them back, I want to say 2002, back when I first was so-called a rookie. I believe the girl that I wrestled, her name, she went by the name of Trinity back then. I'm not sure what she goes by now. But yeah, that pleather outfit, it's long and gone, done. my trainer, I don't wear the pleather outfits anymore. They were just, back then, my trainer always told me whether you're wrestling in front of 5, 10, or thousands of people, always give your heart out. Because those are the people who will make or break you. The fans will always make or break you. And no matter what you get paid or whatever, you got to give the fans their money's worth, whether it's 5, 10 people. Because what they see on DVD is what the product that you're selling. So I always put 110% in my matches, regardless of how many people are in the audience. And that's what I was instilled in me through Jason, as well as Pops, Alpha Anoa back in WXW as well. I don't consider myself one of the top women wrestlers. I just consider myself lucky to be able to hone my craft and perfect it to a certain level of excellence, I guess you can say. And, you know, world champion, yes, I did defend it in Australia. Bombshell Bo was a very good competitor. She's also new in the business as well. She's only been in the business for about a year and a half. So going down to Australia and defending the WSC title was definitely an experience in itself.
That was for New Horizons, right?
Yeah, it was for New Horizons. They were, I can't remember the Australian company that they were tied into as well. But when I went down there, it wasn't originally going to be a WSU title match. We just ended up last minute letting it become a WSU title match, and that's why I wasn't able to bring the title down there, just because we didn't have enough time to ship the belt over through customs and everything. It was just hard to bring the title over.
Right. And you came into WSU, I think, you were one of the very first one in, if I remember right. You would come in, you were tagging with Angel for a while, then Angel won the belt from Nikki Rocks at a JAP show, and then you just went after her completely, and it was like... awesome. It was almost like a year it took you to finally, you know, get it. You went through like matches that make guys cringe, cage matches, bull rope matches, and then that incredible 60-minute Iron Woman match that actually went over 60 minutes and out into the streets of Boonton, New Jersey. I mean, it was incredible, the whole series.
Yeah, well, I was coming back from an injury. Actually, I was gone for about a year and a half with a shoulder surgery injury and just honing up, kind of getting every single injury that I could to just get better. And WSU was one of the first companies that actually said, hey, can you just come in, start off slow, you know? And I think I came back in there around 2008, in the summer of 2008 is when I actually went to WSU. And I think, believe they already were a year before they actually called me up. So I believe Alicia was the champion.
Right.
When I first came in, yeah. And then they wanted me to do a program with Angel, so I called up Angel and said, hey, you know, let's do a tag for a little while, you know, just to get you back into wrestling, because she wasn't wrestling at all. She's one of my best friends. And we actually just, you know, did a tag for a little while, and then I wanted to go singles just so I could hone up my own skills and get back into the swing of things after having a year and a half layoff of shoulder surgery and reconstructing my shoulder and my shoulder blade and all that good stuff. And eventually we ended up just having our own program and putting WSU back on the map, I guess you can say, for women's wrestling and doing these crazy matches. Not only did it kill my body, it probably killed hers as well, but we were doing it for the love of the sport and as well as trying to put WSU as one of the top women's company out there. So we did whatever was necessary to bring WSU to the level of excellence that we were at the time, which was all of last year.
Yeah, I think you've succeeded because, you know, you've matched up with these other promotions like, was it National Wrestling Superstars, FTW, a whole bunch of, I think you did something in Evolve a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a lot of the male companies, I guess you could say, male-dominated companies, what people fail to understand is that there's so many women wrestlers, but we don't have a stage to shine on. And a lot of the companies treat us women wrestlers as eye candy, not as wrestlers. So WSU, what they do is they partner up with a lot of companies out there and they promote WSU as their women's match. And that's where most of us go in there and we promote not only ourselves, but also the product WSU. So I go to FTW or NYWC and as well as Evolve, and we carry ourselves, well, I carry myself as not only a champion, but also as a woman athlete, and give probably the best performance that I could give just as well as the guys could. Not only are we, you know, women wrestlers, but we also as athletes, and that's what WSU represents. That's what I represent. I don't go out there looking like eye candy. I go out there to wrestle and do what I do best. So that's what, you know, WSU has pride itself in, and that's what I pride myself in, and that's why I, you know, do as much as I could for WSU and for the fans of WSU. It's one of those companies that, you know, remind me of Shimmer when Shimmer first started. They only run a couple of months out of the year, but WSU gives me more work, so I consider them one of my home feds and proud to.
You guys made a believer out of me. I mean, I didn't know nothing about this, and I always thought, you know, the women's thing was the whole, you know, diva crap, pillow fight, lingerie nonsense. And then the Mick goes, I need you to come up and, you know, can you come up and work security for me? And I'm like, well, what are you doing? And he goes, well, we're doing this. I go, well, is it lame? And he goes, no, it's good. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll check it out. So I think I came up to this show where you actually attacked Amy with the mask on and stuff. And I'm like, you know, this is really cool. I'll hang around. So that's, you know, he kept drafting me for security. Not like you guys need it, because you can probably kick my ass anyway, you know. But, you know, but it's just so cool because it's like, it's so different. It's like, and like you said, the key word is athletes. I mean, anybody who doesn't know this stuff, I mean, these girls go out there and they work their hearts out. I mean, from Mercedes the Champ right down to rookie Jennifer Cruz. I mean, they put on one hell of a performance, and it's all, there's no bullshit about it. They go out there and they kick ass, and that's what we love about it. You know, that's why I got involved, and that's part of the reason I'm doing this on the radio show, to put you guys over, because you guys deserve it. You know, you deserve the recognition, and I feel I try to do anything I can to help you guys out. So that's why I wanted to get you on and a couple other people on. You've gone through like a who's who of challengers too. Awesome Kong, Janna, I mean, God, you know, you've defended just about against everybody. And also, you know, people don't know something else, too. I just remembered, you co-hold the tag straps with Angel.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You took them off those two bruisers from the Midwest, Haley Hatred and Jessica Havoc.
Man, those are definitely bruisers. My goodness. I never wrestled somebody's... I never wrestled a tag, I guess. You can actually, like, literally kick my ass as well as I can kick theirs.
Yeah, I know. They're tough.
They were a good addition to the roster. Unfortunately, I'm not sure exactly what happened to their team. I don't know if they had their own personal differences, but they're not even a team anymore. Supposedly, after we won the tag straps, I'm not sure what exactly happened to them. I know Jessica Havoc decided to go in singles competition, and Haley, I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Yeah, they're not even on the card for the next. Actually, the anniversary show is March 6th. Well, I had Amy on. We had Amy on when we first started doing the shows, and like she took over the whole hour.
Oh, she did. She was awesome.
Yeah. It was like I couldn't get a word in edgewise, and that was like the most. See, you always download these shows, too. And that was the most downloaded show that we pulled some crazy shit out in Ohio, which just took the whole thing over. So, yeah.
Yeah, next to Sid Haig and Cinema Wasteland, hers was the most downloaded episode. People love her.
Yes, they do. She's definitely a character.
You got a rather, I'm not going to say a formidable opponent next Saturday, but a devious opponent in Rain. I mean, she's tried everything to get under your skin, and this is basically an uncensored rules match, too.
Yeah, I'm going into next week's match as prepared as I can be. I've been fighting injuries for the last year, practically, since my feud with Angel. And with the cage match and with the bull rope match, and even the 60-plus Iron Woman match, I was battling some injuries, and it just kind of aggravated everything. I had to take some time off. And during the winter, I've been rehabbing my back and my shoulder. And so I'm going into this match as close to 100% as I could be, because I know it's an uncensored rule match, which basically means anything goes, which means everything is legal, down to cameras, down to anything and everything in that building, outside the building, cars. It's one of those matches where anything is unexpected. So I'm going into this match as healthy as I could be. And with Rain, she's one of those competitors where she would do anything and everything to win a match. She pulls no stops. And I've wrestled her before, so I kind of have an idea of what she's all about. But I'm going into this match with a different mentality and a different type of style of wrestling. It's not just wrestling. I'm going out there just to fight for my life, literally. Because she's been involved in my matches basically since, I believe, she debuted when I had the cage match with Angel. She basically made her mark there in our cage match where she slammed the cage in my face. Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going into this match thinking it's a fight or die, you know, type of a match. And, you know, if I bleed, I bleed. If I don't, I don't. If, you know, I'm coming out of that match victorious no matter what, because I'm not going to let some devious reign come into WSU and take away what I worked hard for about a year to 2 years.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you worked your ass off for that belt. I mean, I was there for all the matches. I mean, I was there for the one where you basically dove off the balcony onto Angel. And that's when she fooled you with the ankle injury and the roll up on the stage. And you threw a chair and you almost hit me with it. That was pretty funny. And then the whole deal about basically going out in the street in Booton and stopping traffic on that Iron Woman match, too. So there's no one that can say you didn't earn that strap, because you definitely earned it.
Yeah, I tend to think that I definitely earned it one way or another. I put my body on the line for most of my matches. Like I said, I was always my pride was always instilled into with my trainers and with any mentors of mine. Give the fans what they expect and more. Give them their money's worth. Whether it's a $5 ticket, they're there to see you and see the show and see the match. And if I'm main event, I want to make sure that they remember my match. And that's how much pride and how much, you know, excellence that I have to give to my fans. Whether they like me or hate me, they can definitely say that my matches are memorable, and that's the only thing I can do. I'll put my body on the line, and obviously I've been battling injuries and had surgeries, proof that, you know, wrestling is not fake, and all my matches are definitely not fake. I've gone through tables, I've been thrown over the balconies, 10-foot, you know, balconies down to the floor, through the cages, chairs, ladders, even onto the ring truck outside of Bloomington when we went outside into the cage door of the ring truck. And it's on cement. It's just one of those things where, you know, adrenaline rushes and you do what is necessary for your match and for the fans, and to put WSU on the map as one of the premier women's promotions out there. So I definitely earned my strap for a whole year.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's like incredible. Like, always been cool with me. I always thought you were a great person. I'm just, you know, thrilled to death that you got the belt. I mean, I watched the whole thing, you know, unfold before my eyes, because I was ringside most of the time. And I'm just like thrilled to death for you. And I just keep, you know, I know you're going to hold on to it. You're going to do your damnedest to hold on to it. There's no doubt about that. So before we end this, anything you want to say to the fans, any websites you want to plug or anything like that, you know, feel free. You know, mic's open.
Well, I never like to put myself over. I'm so humble.
I'm sitting here listening to this thinking, this, you know, if wrestling today, and I'm talking about the popular stuff that's out there, you know, the pop culture wrestling that you see every week on television, if they had 1/4 of your heart, I would love the sport again. You are the real deal, and I have to give you props. I'm not even into wrestling. I'm the producer of the show, but I got to tell you, listen to you, I'm ready to go watch you right now.
I'll get you a couple of DVDs. I'll get the Mick to give you a couple of DVDs. We'll ship them out to you. He's in Kansas City. They still have mullets out there.
It's bad.
We still have mullets out here in Connecticut, okay?
Yeah.
Which is scary. I'll try. I'm not good at putting myself over. I let my work speak for itself. But you can definitely check me out at, I have a MySpace, which is Mercedes Martinez. Just look me up through MySpace. As well as anything through WSU, please go see WSU at www.wsuwrestling.com. Please check them out, as well as always give Sean the Mix his credit due for DOI. Definitely, Pete, I seen you at the show, so I definitely will give you credit trying to do security for WSU. Yeah. as well as just, you know, I always say just continue promoting women's wrestling. It's a lot different than what people see on WWE, and we're not just eye candy. We definitely put our heart and our bodies on the line just for the fans and for less pay. We don't get the notoriety or the glorious, you know, stuff that WWE does, but we definitely will always give 110% plus for all the fans out there, whether, you know, they're indie fans, 5 fans, 10 fans, thousands of fans. We, you know, women wrestlers on our level, on the indie level, definitely will give more than 110% and just promote all of the companies out there that are trying their best to put women's wrestling on the map, like Shimmer. JP, unfortunately, did have their women's division. I'm not sure what happened. Even Triple W back in Massachusetts, you know, I won't dog any women's promotion out there. It's just, you know, I want everyone just to promote them as well. You know, I don't promote myself very well just because I do my best for the women's just for this business. I try my best to put anybody down to the rookies. I will put anybody over, and not just myself, because I see myself as just someone who can who honed their craft to the best of their ability and would do anything and anything possible for the fans. So that's all really I can say to promote myself. I'd rather promote the companies than myself.
Awesome.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If you haven't seen this, if you can't make the show, it's going to be this weekend, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock bell time. It's a double show plus a mini convention. But if you can't make the show, buy the DVDs. If you don't like the DVDs, I'll give you your damn money back. That's how sure I am of this whole thing. And like the one that buy the Iron Woman match. You want a real taste of something? Buy the Iron Woman match. You can't be disappointed. It's that simple. I don't bullshit nobody. If I think it's good, I fucking tell people I think it's good. So
yeah, I believe that Iron Woman match pretty much broke history as the longest women's match ever, just in WWE or in any Japan, in any women's promotion. I think that it was a 70, I believe it hit like 70 minutes. So that is worth itself. I will always promote that match. That was probably my best match of my career. And I actually thank Angel, who, you know, regardless of what we had, the feud that we had, I would always give her props for that match because that was probably the best match that I put out there up to date.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I believe WSU is running a special on it where you can see, you know, the meet and greet plus the Hall of Fame plus the show itself. We're running for like $20. Just with all the caliber of superstars on the card, that's worth the ticket itself.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Gee.
Hey, it was great having you on, and if you ever want to come on again, you know, feel free. I mean, we're here to put people over. I mean, we're doing the same thing you do. Ain't like we're getting paid for this or anything. We're just trying to do something, you know, do something different, do something a little positive, let people know what's going on with stuff. So that's what we're all about.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for having me up there. I'm sorry I can't stay a little longer. It's just work calls. I work nights, so it's hard for me to do anything at night.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everybody works so different hours. But, hey, whenever you want to come on again, you're welcome to it. And I'll definitely see you next Saturday, unless we have another damn blizzard or something. God.
Don't even talk about snow. I'm tired of it. Yes, I will see you Saturday. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Big bag of Skittles. Lemon, lime, grape, watermelon. Oh.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Okay, we're back. And now, returning, a return engagement. None other than primetime Amy Lee. Welcome back to the show.
Yay, baby. The bitch is back.
And first time around for this lady, one of the best women wrestlers in the world. Welcome Angel Orsini to the show.
How you doing?
All right. Why don't you tell the uninitiated how you got into this whole business? I remember you saying you had a mixed martial arts background before all this.
Yeah. I was, when I was living in Florida, I was a taekwondo instructor. I was a black belt, and I was running a school, and I was state champion for my weight class in Olympic-style taekwondo sparring. I got an opportunity to start training in mixed martial arts with Bart Vail out of Miami, Florida. And so I took him up on that opportunity, started learning how to grapple and Muay Thai style kickboxing. And I loved it, and I was really good at it. Then they got an opportunity for me to go to Japan and fight. And so I went over there, and I fought Yokomiko Hota in a no-holds-barred fight.
Sounds amazing.
So that's how it all started.
Sounds awesome.
You know, 1996, now it's 2010, and I'm hanging out with having crazy matches in WSU with people like Mercedes Martinez, and I'm loving it. Amy Lee, are you kidding me? Amy Lee, primetime Amy Lee and I had one of the best matches at Hovember to Remember. Amy, do you remember that match?
That was the first time I met you, because they said to me, you're going to work this girl named Prodigette. And I said, Prodigette, I know that name. And they said, oh, from ECW. And I said, ah, no shit. I said, cool. I said, I get to work a legitimate worker. And I met her, and we were talking, and we were like, let's just do balls to the wall and just bang it all out. And we stole the show, man. We brought the house down. And remember, Mae Young and Moolah were sitting there with Diamond Lou and Moolah's daughter, and they were all sitting there, and they were watching our match, and afterwards they told us we had the best match on the freaking show. We, like, looked at one another, and we're like, fucking A. You know? Most of the girls that were there were strippers. Yeah, most of them girls were, like, strippers and shit like that, and, you know, they didn't really have any training, and, you know, like, when you're training, you know who's training, who's not training. You know, we walk right up to Moolah and them, and, you know, bow down like we're not worthy to even breathe the same oxygen as you. Or these other girls were too busy taping their tits into their outfits. And I was like, what a bunch of douchebags. Yeah.
Angel, how did you get into ECW eventually? That was like your first TV appearance.
Well, I had been working on that for a while. I had gone, Jason Knight is the one who actually hooked me up and introduced me to Tommy Dreamer, and I kept showing up to ECW shows whenever they were in Florida, and then they finally, you know, gave me let me get in the ring and just take a look at me, and then I went on tour with Lita to Peru, and when I came back, Tommy was like, yeah, I heard good things from Lita about you, and but you need, if you want to get in here, I need to see you have a match with a girl. So you need to get a girl and come up to a show, have a match in front of me. I saw your tape, and I think I have a really good idea for you. It would be really unusual, hasn't been done before. So then he told me, you know, I have this guy, Tom Marquez, he's the prodigy, he's Taz's student, I want to, you know, do something with him, and I think that if you try to, you know, dress like him, then I could have you guys be like a Wonder Twins thing where you're like the little sister trying to be like the brother, and I'll call you the Prodigette. And I was like, yeah, I even have a name. Are you kidding me? I was so excited because, I mean, Jazz was there for a while, and they never even gave her a name, you know? They weren't really big on women's wrestling, you know? And so I took it as a huge honor because out of the wrestling shows that were on TV, I thought ECW was the best. I mean, they had the best, you know, storylines for the characters, and the people, the matches were just awesome. I mean, these people weren't holding back. And I was like, man, that's the company I want to go for, you know. I want to be with a bunch of people that are going to help me be a better wrestler all the way around, you know. So that's what I did. I grabbed somebody that was willing to come in there and have a tryout for me. And then I started the next night after my tryout.
You were there pretty much until the end, right?
Yeah, I was there pretty much for the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really was such a great experience getting to be around people like Tommy Dreamer and Paul Heyman. I mean, their minds, the way their minds work, just listening to them brainstorm about ideas for different people's characters. And the storylines for how they want it to end up, it was just like, you know, amazing to me. It was great to be a fly on the wall. And then actually getting to be involved in matches with Chris Chetty and Danny Doering and Simon Diamond and Johnny Swinger. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, because they made you believe it. That was the whole thing. The whole, that company made you believe that it was happening. And it's sort of like with WSU. You believe what you're seeing. There's no bullshit about it. I mean, when you and Mercedes had that screaming match in the hallway up at the Booten Theater, and everybody was like, holy shit. I mean, you believe it. You make you believe it. It just brings back my whole faith in wrestling. I said this to Amy a couple of times, too. Just the way you guys put yourselves over, and like you're sitting there going, wow, this isn't bullshit. This is, you know, this pillow fighting crappy diva stuff. This is the real shit.
Oh, it's not even about putting myself over. First off, these girls are smacking the shit out of me, and I'm going to, and I respect the hell out of them enough to smack them back at the same level. I mean, there are girls, I remember at WEW when I got there, there were girls that were like, no way, I'm not getting in the ring with her. I'm not wrestling her. And I was like, well, I want to wrestle the other girls you don't want to wrestle. Because I don't want to wrestle you either. Because I'm not going to put you over by even letting you be in the ring with me. Okay? Because if you can't take a smack and you can't get thrown out of the ring without getting hurt, get the fuck out of pro wrestling. Because you're not worthy to be in there. You shouldn't be allowed to wear wrestling boots, and you shouldn't be allowed to call yourself a wrestler. Go be a valet. Go be a piece of ass on the outside of the ring. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You're a beautiful girl. That's great. God bless you. You know, but don't come in on my territory. Don't get in the ring with Amy Lee and make her have to carry your ass because you're completely, you know, talentless. All right? Listen, my nose is still twisted from the last headbutt I got from Amy fucking Lee, all right? So it's not about putting myself over, you know. It doesn't have anything to do with it at all. It's about these girls make me be the best that I can be and make me rise to their level because they push me there. And those other bitches aren't willing to be pushed.
You've always been at the top of your game. You know, you held the belt for like about a year, right? Close to a year?
Close to a year, yeah.
And that was one hell of a series with you and Mercedes. I mean, they were incredible matches, the bull rope match, the cage match, and the Iron Woman match that wound up on the streets of Booten. It was incredible stuff.
It was, and it was an honor to have the privilege to have a venue, you know, and a company that would allow me to be who I am, you know, and do that and have those matches and not, you know, disrespect me by asking me to do a stupid pillow fighting match or a bra and panties match. How dare you, you know? Don't even. There are other girls that'll do that. WSU is not like that. You know, they give me the opportunities I've been waiting years to have, you know, and I'm honored to be in the ring with somebody like Mercedes Martinez. I mean, she's an incredible talent, and to be able to go and wrestle a match with somebody for 70 minutes has been like, that was a dream of mine. I mean, I didn't know I could do it. I was hoping I could. You know, I was like, I just really want to try and do this and go for as long as we can go and do it, you know, and that was amazing. That was an amazing gift to be able to have that opportunity and do that, you know, and especially with somebody like Mercedes. She's an outstanding person, you know, and she is an excellent champion right now. She just passed, you know, my time that I held the belt. She's gone past that now. So, and that's great for the company. It's great for women's wrestling. And the thing that's really cool is that it wasn't like, you know, you had the belt for a year and you only, you know, put it up like two times or three times. I mean, she followed up and what I was doing, which was pretty much every month, every couple weeks, is sometimes back-to-back, you know, week after week, you know, just having matches, championship matches. That's awesome. That's what pro wrestling needs, you know. It's great for the fans. That's what the fans want to see. You know, it's about time a company came around like WSU that gave the people what they want to see.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, Mickey brought me in originally just to be a body, you know, to stand at ringside, you know, be a presence. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't know what this is all about. And after the first show, I walked away a believer and started getting people, you guys got to see this stuff. This is what it's all about. These are people that are athletes. This is no bullshit, no acting, no nothing. They're athletes, and they go all out, and they put on a great show. And that's what I love about it, and that's why I try to make every show. And that's why I'm doing this, letting you guys, you know, put yourselves over on the air. Put the company over on the air, because you guys are the company. You guys make the company.
Listen, WSU is like Heinz 57. There's something there for everybody. There's a flavor there for everybody. Some people, you have some luchador styles. You have tag team action. You have your typical ass kickers. You have your technicians. You know, there's a little bit of everything for everybody there. Okay, you have your hardcore fans. There's hardcore matches there at times. Pretty much, WSU is basically, and this is what I try to explain to people. When you go to WSU, it's like watching WWE back in the 90s when they were getting the more technical and the more talented guys and were getting away from all the shits and giggles. And I said, except of having dicks, they got clits and tits. And that's the best way to describe it, because these girls here, I mean, every one of them, you know, down to you know, to Brittany Savage and Alicia Orsini, Mercedes, Rogers, you know, these girls bust their ass 24/7. I mean, they don't just bust their ass for WSU. These girls do what they do because, not to get over, but because it's in their veins, it's in their blood. It's like I said before, pro wrestling for girls like us is like a crack pipe. That's our crack. Okay, that's how we get our high and our rushes. We go out there and we perform for guys like you who enjoy what we do and support what we do. And in return, every time we go out there, we try and get better and better and better and better and better each time. And, you know, and if you watch the matches over the past 3 years, they're getting better and better and better and better. And the girls don't all look alike like some other girl companies. They all don't come out in skimpy outfits. They all don't come out with their asses and their tits hanging out. You know, each girl's built different. You got fat girls like me. You got skinny, anorexic-looking girls like Brittany Savage. You got curvy girls like Alicia. You got athletic goat girls like Orsini and Mercedes. So you got a 957 there. You got the best of everything right there. And that's the thing that people need to start realizing more. Anybody can get a bunch of girls, call it a girl show, and have them roll around. Hell, there's been guys up in New York that have girls' matches without a freaking ring and just have mats and try to call it an all-women show. To me, that's an insult. You're just nothing but a fucking jabroni trying to put yourself over because the closest thing you ever got to pussy was cat food at a supermarket aisle. Okay? And that pretty much sums that up. All right? Yeah. But with WSU, it's a different thing because if you look at the storylines, you know, some of the storylines, like to me, Orsini and Mercedes are like the Bruno Sammartino. Not that they, believe me, they look far fucking better than them, but they're like the Bobby Backlunds and the Bruno Sammartinos of today's women's wrestling. They go out there and they give 1,000%, and they'll do anything they have to do to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? They you know, they're in phenomenal physical condition. You know, there's the psychology's there, the looks are there, the presentation's there, the moves are there. So, you know, to me, these girls are like, you know, stepping back in time to WWWF. Not even the girls back in that time, the guys back in that time, because they're just as demanding and just as confrontational as the guys back in those days that made pro wrestling what it is today. And that's the thing. A lot of girls don't know their heritage. You know, you talk to the girls in a locker room, and you think you're talking to a fucking set of encyclopedias about women's wrestling, men's wrestling, just pro wrestling all in general. And that's a big thing. You have to know where you come from. And at WSU, they enforce that old school mentality. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I stick around for a company like that. I mean, I've worked for, just like Orsini here, we've worked for God knows how many women's companies, and everybody says the same thing. Oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Yes, WEW did pay-per-views, but you know what? Look at the quality, okay, and quantity. They had one on. They had quantity every month they had one on. Look at the qualities. You had talents like Orsini's, Rogers. You had Simply Luscious there. You had different walks of life there. And what did they do? They throw a 10-minute match together and then 20 minutes of some chick fondling her fucking shaved cooch. Who the fuck wants to watch that shit? You know, it's either women's wrestling or fucking porno. It's not both.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got the big anniversary show coming up next Saturday. Angel, you're actually meeting a rematch, I guess, for the woman you took the belt from in the first place, Nikki Rocks.
Yeah, man. She's, I don't know what's wrong with that girl, but she got involved in my match with Jack. I don't know. Whatever. I guess, you know, some people got to be drama queens, even though they're, you know, whatever. I don't come from that place, but I guess, you know, I've had my moments of immaturity and, you know, momentary lapse of reason, whatever. But she interfered with my match with Jazz, which was totally not cool because Jazz is my friend. And she kind of came to WSU because I personally called her and told her about WSU and what was going on there. And she was, you know, very interested to get involved with the company like that. So for her to interfere, it's like really pissed me off in plain English. And, you know, I'm just going to teach her a lesson about this. That I guarantee you this ain't going to happen again. I'm getting sick of this kind of crap from people like Rain and her. Rain's another idiot that's probably going to get her. I hope she gets her butt kicked by Mercedes Martinez, man, because I'm really sick of this douchebag.
And Amy, you're coming back, and there was a post that you're coming back, and if they dare to turn off your mic, you're bringing your own, and you're coming off the quote-unquote suspension now. So
you know what? You know, if I had a nickel for every time I got in trouble in pro wrestling, I'd be a fucking Rockefeller by now. You know, I mean, I kick it. I don't kiss it. You know, if a promoter says to me, hey, want you to wrestle this girl? Okay, no problem. You know, I mean, believe it or not, I'm really not as evil outside the ring as I am inside the ring. And, you know, like, Mick and Ray came and they sat down. They're like, you scare the girls in the locker room. Well, how the fuck do I scare anybody? I don't talk to nobody. Well, you know, it's like when they do their promos and they take a little bit longer, you yell at them. Well, excuse me, 9 fucking times? I mean, you know, thank God they weeded those assholes out and got rid of them, you know? And that's one thing with WSU. It's like you're exposed immediately, whether you know what the fuck you're doing or not, because with the talent you have on the roster, it's the crema de la crema women's wrestling. So if you don't know what you're doing, you know, if you don't know shit from Shiola, it's going to show up. And that's what happened with a couple of girls. They all, I could cut a promo 9 fucking takes later. I'm sitting there going, let me do mine. I'll take 2 pumps and a squirt. I do mine. They're like, she was so mean. She was so rude. No, I'm a fucking professional, you fuck. That's why I lived 20 fucking years, you know, you fucking chooch asshole.
Yeah,
but I always get in trouble. You know, no matter what the fuck I say, if somebody says, oh, the sky is blue, and I say, now it's gray. Oh, you're bad. You're bad. You're evil. Ah, what the fuck? Somebody's got to be the jerk off. It's me.
That's how you get along, you know?
I really don't give a shit. I was supposed to wrestle Jessica Havoc. I was looking forward to it. Fresh meat. Then they tell me, nah, you know what? Unfortunately, she can't make it. She had a prior engagement. And I give her, I'll tell you what, I give her kudos for this because it's her hometown Fed where she was born and bred. And it's her 10-year anniversary, which is absolutely phenomenal this day and age in pro wrestling. And she's going to be there for their 10-year anniversary. So I said, well, that's cool. I said, you know, you work WSU third anniversary. You're going to get fortune, fame, and glory. You work your hometown. You're showing loyalty and respect. So I give her kudos for that. But I was disappointed. Then I said, well, who am I going to wrestle? You're not going to wrestle. What do you mean I'm not going to fucking wrestle? Why you got to come in there then? Well, we're going to let you speak your mind, but you got to watch what you say. I looked at the phone and like, I'm what? They're like, you got to watch what you say. You offend people with your mouth. I offend people. Listen, honey, I'm the perversion of every fucking piece of white trash out in that crowd. No offense. Some of them are pretty fucking white trash. You've seen them, Orsini. And they turn around and they're like, oh, Amy Lee spit on me. Amy Lee cursed me. I mean, listen, somebody's got to be the big mouth bitch, so I guess it's me, because I'm big, I'm a bitch, and I got a mouth. So it's me. What the fuck you want me to do? You want me to come out there and say, now, ladies and gentlemen, this evening I'm going to cut a promo. Okay, listen, stinker, don't give me the middle finger anymore, or I will take that middle finger and stick it in your crust of your pot pie. Get the fuck out of here.
That would be a boring night.
Boring night ain't the word for it. I'm pissed I ain't got nobody to wrestle. I said to him, let me tag with Cindy Rogers then. I said, let me tag with Cindy Rogers. Me and Cindy Rogers been up and down the hills tagging together. Let us tag. We heard you got some fresh meat and tag teams. And they're like, nope, okay. So let me wrestle somebody. Nope. So what am I doing? You're going to come out there and you're going to apologize and you're going to this and you're going to that. And I looked at them. I said, are you fucking kidding me? And they're like, nope, that's what you got to do. And I was like, oh, man. I said, I'm going to wind up getting suspended again because I can't keep my mouth shut. Oh, well.
Yeah, fuck it. If you get suspended, me and you will go across to have a beer or something. Fuck it. What the
hell? Oh, shit. I pack my own flask, man. I always come packing.
Well, I'll just twist one up. What the fuck? I'm good for that, you know?
But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it because I haven't seen, you know, like, I enjoy the matches. Like, I'm looking forward, and I'm looking forward to Orsini kicking the fuck out of Nikki, you know? She needs it, you know? You get down that TNA, and you get that Dixie Carter, I'm a cunt attitude. So just smack the fucking twat off her for me, sister, and I'm picking up the bar tab. I want to see Mercedes and Rain together because Rain acts like her shit don't stink, but her farts give her away, you know? She acts like she can do everything. You know what? Listen, when people like Orsini and Mercedes, who are rated in the top 20 of women's top 50 wrestling, and their consecutive years, and they hold a belt for over a year, and they defend it 2, 3, 4 times a month, to me, that's a true champion, okay? And to be honest with you, I actually said to them, I asked them two things when they said I could come back. I'm like, am I allowed to ask any questions? And they said, after we speak. So they speak, and then they say, well, I said, wait, you said I could ask questions. So I said, one, when am I ever going to get my fucking cage match with Kong? And they said, well, I don't think the crowd really wants to see that. I said, who the fuck don't want to see two big-ass bitches beat the fucking tits off of one another? What planet are you from? And they're like, hey, watch your mouth. I was like, all right. So then I said, number two, am I going to ever get a title shot? And they're like, well, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to call a spade when I see it. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm like, you know, I guess my promos and my talking will be a little more sensitive and stuff. But in all seriousness aside, you know, I turned 40 last August, and then I had injured my ankle in Empress of the Ring for WXW. I had torn ligaments and stuff like that, and I was in a walking cast. You know, I call it the Orsini special from when she shattered her heels at WEW. And I have, yeah, I got the Orsini Gucci boot, as I call it. You know, it's all bedazzled and shit. So I just got out of that a couple weeks ago. But I actually started going back to the gym, working on cardio. I dropped, I dropped a good 23 and a half pounds already from December. So, you know, I've just been working out, and I'm just full of fucking fire right now. I want to get back in the ring, and, you know, it's like, you should never let the boards get to you, they say, but, you know, I have guys that are like, oh, I don't want to see Amy Lee wrestle. Well, why is that? Because you're afraid I'm going to fucking shit you, eat you and shit you out or something? I mean, you know, what the fuck? So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with WSU. We'll see if they like me after the 6th or if I'm fired again or who the fuck knows, you know? Who knows? I'm there. That's all I know.
I like you. I want to see Amy Lee fuck somebody up, as long as it's not me.
We do,
yeah, yeah. True. That's
I don't know, man. You and Mercedes. You've had the world titles. You got the tag titles. Yeah, I said this, Roger. I said, you know, I even went out and bought a new pair of wrestling boots. I was all excited. I got a whole new outfit now, you know, the whole 9 yards. I'm like, God damn it. I got nice, brand new fucking boots to put on someone's ass. I got a new vest with a nice patch that I had designed. And my outfit's still mean, but it's a little foo-foo. It's actually like pink flaming skulls on it and shit. And I was all pissed off because I'm like, God damn it, I'm all ready to wear this. And they say, no. So I don't know. I'm going to come prepared anyway. Who the hell knows? Maybe if somebody touches my hairspray again, I'll just skull fuck them in the locker room and they can film it. Who the fuck knows? I never know what I'm going to do. My husband just sits there and goes, She's crazy. Why did I marry her?
That's awesome.
Because she makes me look normal. What the fuck? I get in trouble for everything. If I breathe wrong, I get in trouble. Amy Lee, you beat those girls up. I'll be honest with you. Luna and I got reprimanded. Amy Lee, you and that girl, you and Luna beat up. Well, Luna started. Well, they started, and me and Luna finished it. We got in trouble for that. And it's like, oh, Amy Lee, you're too rough in the ring. You know, like Larissa, you say, you don't want to get hurt, don't get in the ring. Oh, Amy Lee, your mouth. You know what? I don't kiss you with my mouth, and my husband ain't complained about my breath yet, okay? Oh, Amy Lee, this. Oh, Amy Lee, that. Oh, Amy Lee, that. I'm like, God damn, you know? Like, fucking nail me to the cross and call me Jesus Cristo. Jesus Christ already.
We got the big show coming up, so anything you girls want to put over, be our guests. You know, websites, product, whatever, be our guest. Our time is your time.
I want to put me over. Who the fuck you talking about? Nah, seriously, if you're a big fan of women's wrestling, come March 6th. It's worth it. It's better than fucking Dunkin' Donuts. It's definitely worth the trip. You know, it's not that much for the tickets, you know. So take your freaking broke ass. Instead of giving a dollar bill to the titty girls that leave you with wood, come on out and see some girls, you know, kick some ass. And
that can...
It's going to be like a five-hour show. You got the Hall of Fame. You got a bunch of other stuff.
That's right.
Idol match.
It's going to be nice. You know, I think it's very, that's another thing I like with WSU. They honor, you know, some of the, you know, previous people in pro wrestling. Like last year was Sherry Martel, Missy Hyatt. This year it's Ivory, Jazz, and I believe it's, Dawn Marie, Molly Holly, and Jazz. And I think that's... I think it's very nice because Dawn Marie's been with the company since the beginning, and Molly Holly's been on the show quite a few times, and now Jazz is a part of it. No, I think that's very, very nice, you know. And I don't know. I'm just hoping that WSU gives me either another tag title shot, or and that was another thing. We lost the fucking belts that night, and then we were supposed to with the tag belts with Taylor and Nicole, and then we're supposed to go and fight for them the next show, and then she's like, "Well, I can't make it." Well, what the fuck, man? You know, like, I'm sorry, I'm not on TNA getting $500 a fucking match. You know, I'm lucky if it feeds me at a fucking sushi bar. All the fuck I want to do is wrestle and kick people's asses in. So, well, whatever. I'm gonna get in trouble for this again. So, if I'm not there, people on the six, that means I got in trouble again.
You know, we respect the ring and we respect the women that paved the way for what we have now. It wasn't always like this. You know, and sometimes to their face, not just people heckling them in the crowd or anything, but when they went out in their own personal life after the show was over, what we have is all because of those women going around the world, going around this country and breaking down those barriers and breaking down those walls for us. I got mad respect for the history of women's wrestling where I come from. And I try to honor them and honor their memory every time I get in the ring. And WSU is filled with women who believe the same thing that I believe, that you're honoring the same things, the same ideas, that we respect each other, we respect the ring, and we take it to the max, and we push each other out of respect, out of love for wrestling. So anybody that thinks that that's a good time and that's a good time... You're right, 100,000%. You're right.
Oh, yeah,
awesome. Awesome. Go see the show.
Fucking-licious. Treat fucking Mendes.
That's why I wanted you on the show, to show some respect, because you guys deserve it. The company deserves it, because it's a whole different slant on things. It's putting women's wrestling on the map where it should be, and it's a positive place to work and a positive place to watch the stuff. Any last words? Because we got to get out of here.
No, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on the show, and we appreciate your support so much. It means a lot to us, and anytime you want to have me back again, I'd be glad to. Thank
you.
Oh,
we definitely will. Yeah, definitely. Well,
we love having you guys, and I'm like Amy Lee's biggest fan, I think. It's really terrible.
Yeah, well, I never see you buying my goddamn merchandise that a fat girl got to eat, son of a bitches. All kidding aside, I really appreciate everything you guys do. And supporting the women wrestling and supporting us and giving us an opportunity to talk on here and stuff. And everybody, check out www.wsuwrestling.com. If you can't remember that, go on Declaration of Independence or AKA, otherwise known as DOI boards. And there's a link there, and just check it all out. And you know what? On those message boards, on the WSU message boards, don't ever be afraid of saying what matches you'd like to see, because believe it or not, the promoters do listen. So if you want to see me and Orsini bang it out again, we'll bang it out, and we'll have a hell of a good time, because that's our fucking orgasm. Hell yeah.
Okay, well, on that happy note, we're going to call it an end of the show, and I'll see you, too, on the 6th.
Yeah, Mary, thank you.
Just don't send this to the Mick, because I don't want to get in trouble before the 6th. I'm trying to be good, damn it. I swear to God, I feel like this is like National Lampoon's Animal House. Double secret probation.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Let's give a fat joke to the fat girl. You know what, Pete? When I see you, I'm going to skull fuck you on the 6th.
That's awesome.
Orsini, I'll see you on the 6th, Chucherini.
I can't wait to see you. Hey, I'm sorry about your ankle. I didn't know about it at all.
It's all good. It ain't like I shattered this shit. Believe me, if I shattered it and I couldn't do my own laundry and cook my own, motherfucker, I'd be cashing in them receipts you say, yo, Orsini, wash my big old booty shorts because I washed your little old thongs. All right, everybody. I got to get out of here. I got to go hang and bang with the husband.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. See you soon.
All right. Thanks again, guys. That was a fucking insane little show there. For the rest of you guys out there, stay sick. We'll see you next week.
Forty Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, why? Why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. overdo it. Don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.